Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. All right, we have survived the week and we've made it to Friday. Oh, yes, indeed. Welcome to your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. And by the way, for all of our Philippine listeners to the podcast, Happy Independence Day. Yes, it's the 12th of June, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Okay, iOS fans that want to keep your passwords safe, you're going to want to listen up to this one. A GitHub researcher has found a way to get your lovely little passwords from iCloud. And the way it's done, through basic old social engineering. That's basically just conning people. Apparently, the latest version of iOS 8.3 fails to filter out potentially dangerous HTML code embedded in incoming emails. The researcher's proof-of-concept code takes advantage of that by calling up the remote HTML form that looks identical to the iCloud login window. So basically what happens, you think you're logging into iCloud, but you're not. You're logging into their cloud. There are some subtle differences, though, that you need to look for between the real iCloud and the fake one. First off, the predictive keyboard mode doesn't turn off like it normally would, and the fake dialogue can be dismissed by hitting home. That's unlike the real deal. Of course, if you were just looking at it, you weren't really thinking like, you know, probably a lot of us are. Hey, it's iCloud. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, you might be screwed right now. Apple indeed, yes, they said they're working on a fix for the vulnerability, but they haven't heard of any attacks so far. If any luck, we'll probably see that fix in the upcoming iOS 8.4 release. At least we hope. Until then, be safe, Apple fans. So, are you sick and freaking tired of your slow broadband in the UK? Well, guess what? You can ditch that contract now. A new ruling from the communications regulator Ofcom has changed all those rules. They have announced that it will let consumers escape broadband contracts if the speeds fall below expected levels. Boy, why can't we have this everywhere? There's a lot of companies worldwide that the speed falls well below expectations, shall we say. Starting June 20th, Ofcom has plans to make it easier for customers to switch their provider. It will implement a new system that will put more power in your hands, yes, the ISP customer, on what service you choose to move to. Ofcom calling this the Strengthened Code of Practice, which has been drawn up from the help of BTEE, Sky TalkTalk, and Virgin Media. Customers, yes, can just walk away from the provider, even if they're in that first 3 months. Yeah, they don't even have to do that. You just say, oh, screw you, you suck. Currently, however, it will only apply to ISPs using copper or fiber-based broadband up to 80 megabits, which pretty much means Virgin Media plans are excluded. More power to the consumer. Rock on. Yeah. All right, so who's got the most secure phone out there? Is it Android? Probably not. Maybe it's iOS. No, we've just kind of found out that it's not iOS. It's Windows Phone! Or at least that's according to top-notch security advisor Kaspersky. At least I hope I said his name right. In an interview with IT Wire, Kaspersky discussed that, yes, indeed, Windows Phone is the only competitor in the mobile market to be mentioned in a positive light. And as Kaspersky said, it's very clean. Oh, yeah, you are secure. Funny enough, though, Kaspersky did not detail what makes Windows Phone, quote, very clean, or why there's not many attempts to break into its security protections. That being compared to Android, or, of course, iOS. I've got an idea. Windows Phone borders on the line of about 3% market share. Yeah, no reason to hack it. Nobody's using it. Well, I'm sorry, Netflix fans. Got some bad news for you on your Friday if you're ready to head into that marathon weekend. Though with such hits as House of Cards, of course, Orange is the New Black, Daredevil, yeah, you might be expecting a price increase. And yes, you're going to get one. That is if you're living in the UK. The basic HD subscription from $6.99 is going to go all the way up to $7.49 per month in the UK. If you haven't been already, subscribers are getting notified by email. However, though, it's worth noting that the increase is only applying to new customers. Now, you might remember their rate was just changed last May of 2014. Netflix actually promised a 2-year price freeze for existing subscribers paying the $5.99. So it's not clear yet if those paying the $6.99 rate will be offered a similar deal. If SD's all you need because your broadband sucks, no need to worry. Your $5.99 per month is still a go. However, though, from what we're hearing from Netflix, by May of 2016, everyone will be bumped up to the new pricing. So enjoy it while you can. You know, we talk every now and then about BlackBerry and desperateness and how those two just kind of go together. Well, this might be the utmost desperateness that BlackBerry has done, because it seems that BlackBerry is about to bow to Android. According to a report from Reuters, BlackBerry is thinking about using Android for its upcoming smartphones. One of the main reasons the sources to Reuters are saying this is because there's been so many delays to BlackBerry's 10 OS, not to mention its crappy launch way back in 2013. BlackBerry on the Android subject said, "We don't comment on rumors and speculation, but we remain committed to the BlackBerry 10 operating system, which they say provides security and productivity benefits that are unmatched by any other phone maker in the industry." Remember, we were just talking about the guy saying about Windows phones the most secure? See, he doesn't even know that BlackBerry's more secure. That's like the 0.5% actually using that. See, he doesn't even know the phone exists. Gotta be BlackBerry's the most secure, right? Right? And finally, when we think bacteria, we kind of think, eh. Although there is some good bacteria, I had some this morning with my yogurt. This is an entirely different kind of good bacteria. Engineers at one university have actually developed an origami-inspired foldable battery. Apparently, these folding batteries are powered by bacteria made from paper, providing a low-cost option for remote locales where resources are scarce. At least that's what the university's saying. I don't really get it. The assistant professor on the project, we'll just call him Chow, says paper is cheap to make and it's biodegradable, so it's going to be green-friendly for the environment. I know you're thinking, okay, so what's the point of the bacteria? Well, according to Professor Chow, organic matter, you know, like the crap you'd find in dirty water, serves up enough energy in microwatts through the process of bacterial metabolism. All right, okay, whatever. This is like completely beyond above my head. And if it can't power my smartphone or my laptop or probably even a flashlight, I don't really see the benefits. Prove me wrong, Professor Chow. Prove me wrong. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Follow us on our website, too, at britishtechnetwork.com, which, by the way, is back up and running. That's why yesterday's edition of the Thursday BTN News Show, yeah, that's why it was a little bit late. It is up now, so go check it out if you haven't listened to this one already, or if you have, obviously have. You're listening to me now, aren't you? Duh. Well, in any case, it's up, so go on and download that if you want to get caught up on the last 48 hours of tech news. Don't forget to follow British Tech on Twitter, at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. Oh, it's Friday. We're headed into the weekend. Can't freaking believe we made it, but isn't it nice? We'll be back here on Monday getting you caught up on all the news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, enjoy your Friday. And thank you, as always, for listening.